I'm speaking here from Kerry at the moment, and we just had a really, really successful face-to-face congress where over 1,200 people were attending, and it was just lovely to see people face-to-face again talking about the issues that are pertinent to them at this moment in time. Yes, I'm absolutely honoured and delighted to be nominated to be Vice President of the INTO, which, as you know, Michaela, is the biggest teacher trade union in Ireland, both north and south. We have a strong membership of 50,000 members. We have 7,000 strong members in Northern Ireland. That spans sectors from the nursery, special schools, primary, post-primary, and further education colleges, as well as the EA teachers indeed, and also the special schools and the primary schools down south. So it's an absolute honour and delight to represent the District 2, because I'm in District 2, and also actually to be able to work along John Driscoll now, who is our new president, and just to work and support him in the next year and to support members as we move forward into the new academic year.
And indeed, many issues have been discussed over the past few days. What particular issues will be high on your agenda going into this new role?
Oh, my goodness me. You know what, Michaela, having been at Congress and listening to the members, they have given us a mandate now to work for the next year on so many different issues. Obviously, the current pay was high on the agenda, Michaela. We acknowledge that the inflation rate now is going up between 7 and 8%. And that's actually right across the board, as you know, Michaela. And these are issues that need to be addressed for our members. We acknowledge the fact that this is actually right across the board. You can see, Michaela, workers right across the island of Ireland are experiencing difficulty in terms of the soaring costs. We had so many members from the floor at Congress for the last 3 days speaking from their heart, telling us how difficult it was for them in terms of rent and heat and young teachers trying to get mortgages and stuff like that. But that's not only for teachers, Michaela, that's right across workers who are experiencing these soaring costs. The other thing that was pertinent was the whole area of class size. We welcomed the Minister's commitment. Minister Foley told us that she was committed to reducing class size. And what we're looking for, Michaela, is what we want to match the European average, because it's disproportionate at this moment in time with actually what the experience is in other European countries. We're also seeking to keep the funding for schools that we got during the COVID times. This was necessary during COVID, and it's also necessary now as we actually, both north and south, as we're actually facing the new challenge of welcoming our Ukrainian children into schools. These children will require a lot of funding in terms of NEPs, EAL, and lots of different supports to help them actually realign into the school community. NEPS is a huge issue for us at the moment. We don't have enough psychologists, both north and south. As you know, mental health issues are a huge issue for teachers as they actually try and come to terms. The children are experiencing lots of anxiety. So that's something that we actually pushed for too. And that's actually the resolutions that were passed. And now that these resolutions are passed, the CEC will be asked to work on it for the next year coming.